Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good afternoon, or good evening, or good morning, depending upon where you are on this earth. This is Michael Espinoza, and welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. I am here today, joined by my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch. Hello, Laurence. How are you?
Hello, Psychic to the Stars. I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Yeah. Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
All right.
Keeping it tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out of sight.
So how are you doing up on the left north coast?
Mm-hmm.
Or north left coast.
Left, right, middle, all the above. Things are good. The fall weather is finally here. We're getting rain and some cold, and feels like the weather's gone back to normal. We had about 3 weeks where it was just unseasonably warm and sunny, which was nice, but we've been having pretty intense fire season, so things got pretty smoky there for about a week. And happy to see the rains come to help put the fires out. Like we were talking about in the green room, I've been doing stuff with garden produce, making some fermentations for hot sauce and maybe even some fermented ketchup, some other stuff. So that's been fun. Fermented pumpkin pickle.
Mm-hmm.
So Gordon's been keeping me busy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Halloween's coming up, so have to get ready for that.
So. Yeah. Are you dressing up this year? You have a costume?
I haven't decided yet, but my mom's not going to be home by the time the trick-or-treaters arrive. So she's pretty much every day that I see her, she's like, now make sure to get here so you can hand out candy because I can't be here. And I'm like, I know, Mom, you told me. Well, but they're going to start coming. And I'm like, I know, we discussed this. But and I'm like, calm down. I'll be here. It's okay. She's like, okay. So she's anxious to make sure the kitties get their treats. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. God, can you believe it's already the end of October? It's going to be November next week. It's crazy. This year just really flew by.
I know. The year will be over. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll be back in the Bahamas over the holidays and wondering where the year went, sipping our fruity cocktails.
Exactly. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Be in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I love it.
How about you? What have you been up to? I know you were for a while, and then you came back, so you're all back.
Yeah.
In the
I am going to just take it easy. I am working all day tomorrow at a psychic fair down in Laguna Beach. And so Sunday, I'm just going to try to take it easy on Sunday. Just relax, chill. Yeah, I'm still trying to I'm having jet lag coming back, which I find kind of Yeah, interesting. Yes, I've been waking up around 2 or 3 in the morning and then a couple nights not being able to go back to sleep. And then other nights going back to sleep, but later on. So my sleeping is all off. Yeah. So, so last week I was at a class in Rhinebeck, New York at the Omega Institute. And that was my first time there. I always wanted to go while I lived back east. And it was so beautiful, the ground. It's so beautiful up there. And the buildings are nice. I didn't stay on the campus. They have little cabins all over. Stayed off campus with some other friends that I met. And we had an Airbnb home. And that was really, it was a nice home. And there were several of us in the house. But it was so beautiful. And this class was with Tony Stockwell. He's from England. And he taught transmediumship. He teaches a lot of mediumship courses. And so I've been working with him all year in a psychic detective mediumship course. And I wanted to work with him in trance. And he is just amazing, really amazing. It was incredible to, one, be in the room with him and see him work, and to be with all the other people and feel that energy that we all shared. And it was nice to be in a group of like-minded people. And everybody was very nice. And it was just a really incredible experience. And actually watch him do trance work, that just kind of blew my mind. It was interesting to watch. He did.
Yeah, what was that?
It was interesting, you know, being a medium. I saw the difference in where we connect to those on the other side. It's much more mental when they give us, you know, images, when they talk to us, they give us feeling. It feels like it, how to explain it, like it comes through the brain more. And through trance work, it's asking spirit to come close and use the body. And so there, it's much more intimate where you allow the spirit to, and I don't know if it's come into the body, come on the body. I don't know how to explain that yet. I did make connections a few times. And so I'm still trying to process that. And I can tell you it was much more intimate in the way they connect to your body. And it feels like somebody being there and somebody being very present. And so, yeah, it was just really interesting. Yeah. So
is it like channeling?
5 days.
Mm.
Yeah. And I asked Tony that question too, what's the difference between channeling and trance? And he never identified that. He said, I'm still trying to kind of figure that out. So the words are interchangeable, channeling and trance. And
does your consciousness go away when you do the trance work, or are you still present?
No, you're present. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had mentioned that. He said, you know, just because you're still present, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And he says it's for those that leave the body, it's a smaller percentage than those that stay present in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's almost like being hypnotized, you know, where you're still present in your body. You can hear, you can feel, and your awareness is there. Your consciousness is still intact and you're aware. It's the same thing with channeling. So it's interesting. Yeah. So I don't know how I'm going to integrate it yet into my work, but I know it's going to happen. It's already happening. So I just have to see how that's going to play a role in the work that I do with clients. And I think there's a part of me that understands that it's already taking place in a lot of the readings that I do. Sometimes the connections with their guides, my sitter's guides, is so, it's a strong connection. It's almost like I do want to speak in their voice and not translate what they're saying. But I haven't made that jump yet. And a few times I have where I will speak in their voice, not meaning it's changing, but as if that being is talking to the sitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but part of it too, the information that comes from them is so fast and furious. It feels like at times I can't keep up with it. And so I guess that's why I use my voice and not theirs. So I think part of it, too, is learning how to step aside for myself, to step aside and allow them to come through more so that I can, speak on their behalf or allow them to step forward to speak through me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. So it was nice to get away and travel back east and go upstate. It was 2 hours north of Manhattan, and it's just so beautiful up there. Just really gorgeous, and the leaves were changing, and it's just, an incredible subject, an incredible teacher, and great students, and so it was a really pleasant experience. And journey.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I was excited for that. Yep. And so now I'm back. Thank you for manning the phone, sir, and taking care of that. How was it last week?
Well, we had all sorts of callers canceling because you weren't on the show, so it was rough. People calling in, they were crying, they were screaming, people were beating their chests and tearing their hair out. I was like, he's coming back next week, calm down. It was like a panic at the show. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So better not leave anymore.
Sound like a scene out of the Bible.
Yeah, it was
didn't
pretty
they
epic.
Do that in the Bible?
They do all sorts of stuff
yeah.
in the Bible. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they would tear their clothes and pull their hair.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that? Or if there's things like that in the Bible?
I'll have to go back and check. But yeah, probably. I'm sure.
Yeah. Were you one of those people?
Was I?
Mm-hmm. Were you crying? Tearing your clothes,
I mean,
pulling your hair.
I shed a couple tears,
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah. One for each eye.
You miss me. You really miss me.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be back. So, are you ready to take some callers? Go to the phone?
Some callers? Go to the phone?
Take some callers?
Let's do
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to the phone. And I'm going to call out your area code. So tell us your name and where you're calling from. So the first one is we're going to go to area code 509. Hello, 509. What's your name and where are you calling from? Bonjour, 509.
Yes, I'm here. My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
How can we help you?
What can we do for you?
I'm just wondering if you had any messages for me, or is that a thing?
Can you just give us a question? What so we can kind of focus in on one area of your life? Is there something that's taking precedence?
I did have a question. I was just, this guy ghosted me and I was kind of upset about it. But now I feel like I'm not in that phase where I'm like, oh, whatever, you know, it's just whatever. There was no explanation, nothing. And, his name is Henry. And I just thought that was very upsetting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Henry. Okay. Let's see what I can get. Well, first of all, this isn't the guides, but I just kind of want to chime in here. You know, this is my opinion and what I've observed during this pandemic. A lot of clients that have come to me have brought up and presented the fact that a lot of it's especially with female clients and their guys they've dated, and there's a lot of ghosting in happening.
Mm-hmm.
And people are finding it, number one, upsetting, and two, they're angry about it, and rightly so. But you're in good company, unfortunately. But so, yeah, that's not an excuse at all. But I think, you know, a lot of it's going on, and it's much more prevalent now. But let's see what we can see about Henry. Did you get the feeling from him that everything was good? Like, you were feeling like this is going really good. Like, you know, the signals you were seeing from him, feeling good. This is, looks like it's going in the right direction. Were you receiving that energy from him?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing that. And then all of a sudden, right, he's gone. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting a couple things on Henry. One is thing that I'm getting with him, he doesn't really know what he wants right now in a partner. It feels like Henry's playing the field little bit. He's out there kind of testing people, not testing, taking people for a test drive to see what he likes. You know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I think it, you know, it's important for somebody to tell you, you know, thank you for this time. I've had a great time, but unfortunately, I don't think this is right for me, this connection. You know, he's not being honest with you, and that's not right. And I kind of get to he's afraid of intimacy as well. And it feels to me like he is hoping and looking for that next relationship, the next new connection will feel better to him. But what they're showing me, it kind of feels like when he connects to somebody, when he connected to you, in the beginning, it's kind of like, oh, okay, this is new and shiny, and I like this. But then when there's a part of him where the intimacy is or needs to connect to that part of you that's down further, I get fear that comes up with him and he's unable to connect. And then an excuse comes up, whatever it may be. And then whoop, he just walks away. That's what I'm saying. And so it's kind of good that on one hand that this didn't go any further because right now I feel like he's not fully capable of developing a long-term relationship because he can't allow people in. And it feels like he's not capable of really opening up what you need, which is intimacy with somebody and not in the sexual way, but, you know, emotional intimacy. So, hold on. They want you to know somebody else is coming, and it feels like it's going to be next year, summertime. So let them go. Thank you. And get clear on the type of partner you're looking for, the qualities and the characteristics that you want in a mate. You need to get clear about what that is. Okay?
Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay. So if he does come back, then just give him the cold shoulder. I mean, I don't feel like I want to just basically say thank you, right?
Well, I mean, it's up to you how you want to handle them. But it, you know, the guides don't tell us what to do. They will suggest stuff. And, you know, it's kind of like you can tell him how you feel about that. Hey, I think you're a real jerk for not answering. You know, I thought things were going good. You gave me good signals, and all of a sudden you just left nothing. That's not cool. So this is not going to work between us. Or you could just not answer, too. You know, it's up to you. But they're saying, like, it's kind of a good thing you saw this early on. You experienced this.
Yeah.
Early rather than a year or two into this where he can't go any further.
Yeah. I mean, I also look at the positive from like the situations and yeah, you know, I like that honesty and basically with his actions, he showed me his honesty, you know.
Right. There is not much. There. I mean, unless, you know, something really tragic happened to him and he's in a hospital, God forbid. But, you know, like that, you know, keeps him from reaching out to you, answering texts or calls, whatever. however you've been communicating with him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But your guides are saying move on, but get clear about what you're looking for in a mate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that All makes right. sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if Laurence Birch has something for you. Laurent? Hello? Monsieur?
Hey. Hey, Erica.
Hi.
Well, I think you got a lot of information there from Michael to process. It never feels good when somebody, feels like somebody's disrespecting you.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the challenge is, we live now in this, in a way kind of overload of information, right? We've got tablets and laptops and phones and TV and even radio, everything's at our fingertips. And so we've gotten kind of used to being able to connect with whoever we want, whenever we want. And in a way, it's kind of commonality of the ubiquitousness of it is in a way kind of cheapened it, I think, because, you can always tell yourself, well, things are getting difficult or, I'm offended or I don't like that person. I can just find somebody else. And, a lot of relationships are brokered almost entirely, it seems like, through some kind of digital technological medium. You don't even meet some of the people that you've been interacting with for months or even years now, except through, some online type of experience. And, I don't think that's translated too well for in-person, interpersonal relationships. It's made it so people don't have the same level of, respect or care for others like they used to. And, maybe it's a generational thing. I think it's more common for people to ghost and millennial and Gen Z and below generations than it is maybe for boomers and Gen Xers, but everybody does it and has been doing it to some extent. It's not a new thing to cut people off. I wouldn't, I wouldn't feel bad about it in any way, shape or form, because it really, has nothing to do with you. Sometimes people ghost because, there's something about the person that they want to, send a message to or cut off, but most of the time it's just convenient. It's convenient to not have to deal with, potentially hurting somebody's feelings or, having to explain yourself and be forthcoming. My sense with Henry is, tend to agree with what Michael was saying. I think Henry's in a place where he's got that fascination and infatuation, I would say, with the accessibility, where there's all these choices being presented to him in terms of people that he could date or have relationships with, right? And so it's easy, I think, for him to think, well, this one, I think part of it is, it's not so much he's afraid of being committed, but I think he's got this sense, and I see this a lot in people trying to develop relationships, especially post-COVID, is that, this person seems really good, but then, this other person over here, now that I've got this one person's attention, they seem like they might have more to offer me than this other person, so I'm just going to shift in and see if I can't get into a relationship with this other person, right? There's a lot of do-si-do and exchanging going on. And people aren't necessarily settling down into something you know, that's even what I would call short term versus long term. I mean, I saw some people, I think it was on somebody's Twitter account, and they were like, "Oh, we just had our 6 month anniversary," and I'm like, "Really? Like, that's how, you know, fragile your relationship is? Like, you're going to celebrate a 6 month anniversary? Like that was like a milestone. Like, maybe they wouldn't make it to a year long anniversary or something. There's nothing wrong with, you know, how people decide their, you know, how their relationships are going to run. But I think it's just, you know, it's become kind of an accepted practice for people to ghost other people. And it's just mm-hmm. way too easy. You know, it's way too easy to do. I wouldn't get mad at Henry or really waste too much emotional energy on him too much. You know, he's just, you know, he's just displaying behavior that, I'm sure if the reverse had happened and you'd done it to him, you know, as puzzled and even upset as you are, but, the fact that he has control over the situation and he's, you know, been the one to cut off communication, that, you know, that just speaks poorly of his character. Have you tried contacting him since you haven't heard back from him? Has that been something you've been doing at all? Or?
No, I think when I didn't hear back from him, like I left, I think a few days later, because I didn't catch on. Like, unless you're clear with me, sometimes I don't catch on. So then I messaged him. And it was over food. I was saying something about food, and I didn't hear anything. So then that, it clicked, you know. Ever since then, I don't want to make him uncomfortable or anything. I feel like that's not who I am. So I just leave it how it is. But through my brother, I have to he deals with my brother. Like they, you know, through work and stuff like that, they have to deal with each other. But I stay away from it. I don't even, like, come across at all. Like, I have no interaction with him, and I choose to be that way because I don't want to, you know, make him uncomfortable or anything. So I just, yeah, I don't even reach out or nothing, you know, I avoid the situation basically.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think part of what goes on is, well, I'm glad to hear that you, you know, kind of got the hint and just, you know, after reaching out and not getting a response, you just kind of let things go, because you can get in those situations where, you know, it becomes almost like, I wouldn't say obsession because that's too strong of a word, but just where you're like, why isn't this person responding, you know, and then you hit kind of the send button a bunch of times. That just makes the person even more withdrawn. But, you know, I would say just, you know, going forward with your future relationships, Erica, you know, it won't be a bad thing for you to, you know, if you feel like this is happening to you again, just to call it for like you see it, you know, and maybe if somebody tries ghosting you in the future, just be, you know, just call them on it. Say, hey, you know, if you're going to ghost me, that's fine. But, you know, if this is how you're going to deal with me in a relationship, it doesn't really bode well for you in the future. And, you know, it's not something you do, you know, you take lightly. It's not really part of how you want to interact with people in a relationship, no matter how well you get to know them, you know. So, because I'm guessing, you know, if you're putting yourself out there and taking that risk, which it's admirable to do, you know, relationships, getting into new relationships is risky and it's challenging emotionally. This may happen again. So, I would say it's a good idea to have a future strategy in your back pocket you can pull out that'll just be like, oh, okay, this is the ghost showing up again in my life. And I know it's not about me, or otherwise, you know, the person would say something. But I think part of it is just, you know, there's a concern on both sides not wanting to hurt the other person, but you don't really escape from that by not communicating, right? Then there's just this mm-hmm. absence of, you know, I mean, you don't know what's going on. So it's really easy to turn that in on yourself and go, well, did I do something wrong, you know, or whatever. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's okay to say to somebody, hey, you know what, you know, like Michael was mentioning, you know, you're a good person, you know, I had a good time, but I'm just not interested in carrying this relationship any further. You know, let's be friends or whatever. To me, that seems more, mm-hmm. a lot easier than just, well, never knowing what's going on and leaving this person hanging. It's just, but people are who they are. So, but I really wouldn't worry about it. And like Michael was saying, I think you dodged a bullet. So, you know, now you're just ready to mm-hmm. find somebody more.
Yeah. No, it all makes sense. I think basically what you're saying, I think in his job, he does interact with a lot of new people and a lot of new faces. And you said there's an accessibility. So I understand everything made sense. And I think that overall, I mean, I was kind of upset at first, but now I'm mm-hmm. just like, oh, you know what? You know, I still know my worth. I still know what I, you know, what I can give and what I deserve. So in the end, I just feel like it's just whatever, you know?
Try and follow the golden rule most of the time, you know, treat others like you want to be treated. And if you don't do that, you know, that's not your go-to style of doing things, then you can't be upset when things happen to you that you've done to other people. So, but yeah, I think you're going to be fine going forward. And like we're saying, I think this person showed you who they were early enough in the relationship that they actually did you a favor. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see it that way too.
Well, good. Well, let us know when you've got another prospective relationship happening. We'll check them out for you and see if it meets with our high standards. Thumbs up or not.
Exactly.
I'm going to be good on my own.
You know, we can also be hired. You can hire us. Mm-hmm. You can hire us to come on the date with you. And then we can watch from the next table and feel out the person. And give you, yeah. And then we give you a report.
Run away, Erica. He's a serial killer. Run.
He's a ghost.
There you go. Or you never know.
All right. Well,
this
thank
is
you.
The one, Erica.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for
the
advice.
Thanks for calling. You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night. Day. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So I think we've mentioned this before, people. We're available for hire. If you're going out on a date and you need us to read somebody, we can definitely accompany you on a date at a different table, of course. But if you want us at the same table, we can do that too. And we can read the person for you. So let us know.
Right. And they'll never know what we're doing because we're really discreet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, you know what else comes to mind?
Mm-hmm. What?
A disclaimer.
A disclaimer? All mm-hmm. the readings that we're doing here for entertainment purposes only.
Yep.
So if you're seeking help, seek a professional. We're only here for fun.
Don't speak out of that. We're amateurs. You know,
all right.
Maybe
you ready?
Maybe people are ghosting because it's near Halloween. Should we think of that? Yeah, that's
there you go. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah.
Like pumpkin spice, it shows up every year whether you want it to or not.
Okay. I'm sorry. I am one of the pumpkin spice lovers. I love it.
Oh my God! No. No.
Yes. I'm sorry. I run to go get a pumpkin spice latte. Some of my coffee. I love it.
Pumpkin spice is overused.
No. All right, sir. Let's take the next caller. Here we go. Back to the phone.
Okay. Back to the phone.
Yeah. Okay. So, there we go. Ah, not a caller. Area code 347. Hello, 347. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
We can hardly hear you.
Yes.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
A little better.
Yep. Do you have us on speaker?
Yes.
Yeah, can you take this off speaker? It's really difficult to hear you.
Hello?
Sounds like warehouse.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Speak into the phone, please. Take us off speaker. Thank you. What's your name?
Okay, you're off speaker.
Okay. What's your name?
Linda.
Mendoz?
Yes, Linda.
Oh, Linda. Sorry. Hi, Linda.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
New York.
Hi, Linda from New York. How can we help you?
I wanted to know what do you see as far as like good luck? Good luck, good news.
Good luck and good news in what area of your life?
Work.
For work? Are you looking for new work? Is that what it is?
I'm looking for more money.
Okay. So are you looking for more money in terms of a new position or a new job with a new company? How are you going about doing that?
No, I like the company that I'm with, and I like the hours.
So you're looking for a new position?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's see what comes up. I'm kind of getting you need to be a little more active in that. It doesn't feel like, have you gone to HR or maybe even spoken to your boss about being open to finding a new position within the company?
No.
Okay. So I would talk to them about it. Let them know, you know, you like working for this company, you're interested and staying here and you like whatever, right? All the things that you enjoy about this company and that you would be open to advancing and getting a new position. Because if you don't do that, then they're not going to see that you want to do this. So you have to make it known. Do you understand that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it feels, too, like you need to get clear about, you know, exploring that more. You know, when you talk to your boss about it, you know, see if they can come up with any suggestions for you about a position, you know, they would think you'd be good for, that you could move into.
I like the position. I don't want a new position.
Uh-huh. So then you just want them to give you more money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nice. I don't know. Does your company give you raises annually?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, hopefully you'll get the money you're looking for there. But, you know, beyond that, it's kind of like you have to be a little more assertive and letting them know this is what you want. I want more money, but I need to be willing to, you have to work for it and show them how you're going to earn that, earn more cash.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would work on that a little bit. Yeah. That's what they're showing me. Lawrence, what do you have for Linda?
Pretty much, you know, I agree with what you were suggesting to her. You know, it's one thing to want more money, I think, Linda, but, you know, from your employer's perspective, they have to understand why they're going to want to value you more to pay you more. And if they don't know that, and sometimes that's because they just don't know and you're actually doing something that does merit a raise or a bonus or, you know, an increase in your salary, you can bring that to their attention and then, you know, you're good to go. But to be, you know, wanting just to have more money, I mean, it's kind of like wanting to win the lottery in that case. Like, it'd be great if that happened. And, I mean, Michael
yeah.
and I would be the first, you know, but
just speak more. I get it.
Yeah, just more assertive. Yeah, you know, like you took the risk to give us a call and to talk about, you know, this desire you have for more money. You can take that motivation and use that energy to get yourself closer to what you want with your employer. You know, same situation.
Yeah.
You got to come up with a strategy that's realistic. You know.
Yeah.
There's a saying about, you know, beggars, what is it? Beggars were horses everybody would ride. I don't know. I'm not remembering, but, you know, you gotta make it irresistible for you not to get paid better, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
right.
Think about it.
Thank you. Thank you for the time, Michael.
Yeah, you bet.
Sure.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Take care. Bye. All right. Ready for another caller?
I am ready for another caller.
There we go. Area code 520. Hello, 520. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lisa from Arizona. Nice to speak with you both. And
hi,
yeah,
Lisa.
Of course, that is my favorite, one of my favorite nursery rhymes, and I do quote it a lot, but now I think I've got it twisted after listening to you. if everyone, I'll have to look it up, darn it, because I would read that to my grandson, and I say it a lot, you know, and quoting, oh, I wish I had that, or, you know, whatever. I love that. I love that. It's the first time I've heard someone else in these present day say it. That's cool. I'm not the only one. Anywho, It's nice to talk to you both. And I was just wanting to know what you see as far as the time that I have here. I've moved to a new location. And I'm getting my things in order and, you know, organizing stuff and planning my strategies on what I need to do as far as take care of. That was the whole purpose of moving here. And the holidays are coming up. And I've always found them easy to spend here in this location because I can do whatever I feel like doing as far as driving out to be by myself out in the country or, you know, being with other people. So I'm just asking psychically what the psychic energy is for what's going on around me and the next few holidays that are coming up.
Okay, let's see what I'm getting. I'm hearing, Lisa, it feels like your time is coming to an end there soon. But it also feels like you need to set that intention as well to figure out, you know, like when you want this to end, how much longer you want to stay here, and not to focus on what exactly is going to happen after, but it's it feels like it's really riding on that intention of like, okay, I'm going to close up shop in 6 months. Like, that's how much longer I'm going to stay here. And once you set that intention, it will happen. Like, things will start happening for you. So don't wait for the path to be illuminated before you start taking some steps. But as you take those steps and move forward, the path will illuminate under your feet. You'll see it. But that's the intention of like, I'm done. Okay. I need to get out of here. The time is done. And to me, what they show me, it feels kind of like that. Your energy, it feels a little tired of being there already. Like, I'm done. I want to get out of here. It's time to leave.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Well, you're probably, maybe you're picking up something like in the future or something, because I'm, right now I feel, at this moment in time, I just brought someone in to help me. It's been a luxurious treat to myself, but I really advocate that for anyone, just that, you know, it's so worth eating beans to make room in the budget to have someone come and help unpack boxes to make sense of the living space, so that my head is clear. And she just left, and of course I was working alongside her, and I'm kind of exhilarated right now because it's new, not living with these boxes, not being around,
mm-hmm.
you know, cowering
mm-hmm.
to the ceiling. And
okay.
So I'm kind of, but, you know, who knows? Anything could happen to offset the balance. And I'm constantly working on being grounded, meditation, and journaling and writing and so forth and so on. And actually getting on to the task that set out before me to take care of, and that was the reason why I moved here, was to get things done, get certain things done. And I'm grieving because I lost my significant other, and it catches me off guard sometimes. I break down when I don't expect to, you know, when I'm talking to somebody like the bank if I'm asking for change, and then all of a sudden I just break down. Or the neighbor next door, mm-hmm. we're talking, and I think I'm doing okay, and then all of a sudden I just start crying. And so I work on really being mindful. And, you know, I know grief is a process. It's just a process to go through. It catches
mm-hmm.
me off guard, though. I don't expect to emote in the ways, you know, that it just catches me off guard sometimes.
Okay. Well, let's see what Lawrence has for you. Lawrence, what do you have for Rosemary?
Lisa. Her name is Lisa.
Well,
Lisa.
So what?
I'm sorry.
What do you think specifically that we can help you with tonight, Lisa?
Oh, well, I got my reading, And then I just looked at that nursery rhyme. It says, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. And I always quote that. So thank you.
Right.
Thank you for being someone else that quotes it.
Right.
I think it was just nice getting a reading right now. So I think that was nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to disturb the microbia that Michael created for you. I think that's probably sufficient input at this point. But we'll let that percolate. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, I'll continue listening. Thanks.
You bet. It's always good to hear from you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, guess what, sir?
What?
It's that time. Well, we have to say goodbye.
It is?
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening, for spending your Friday evening with us here at the Psychic Funhouse. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza. I am here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Lavance Birch. Thank you, Lawrence,
That's
for
me.
Being here.
Thank you.
How can people get a hold of you if they want to schedule a reading with you?
You can reach out and touch me via my phone number, call or text, 541-344-7534. You can email me, givingtree@earthlink.net, and please check out my website, givingtreefarm.com. How about you, Mr. Espinoza? Best way to schedule a reading or with you?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can reach me there. You can schedule a session, a reading, or healing, or both. And you can also schedule a consultation. Yes. So, what's happening next week, sir? Do you know
what's happening next week? What's happening next week is in November, we're going to make political predictions.
Say that again, sir. We're making what?
I said, what's happening next week is November, and we're going to make political predictions.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be exciting.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, why don't you take us out, sir?
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We love having you along with us on Friday nights, and we really appreciate your support. Make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. You never miss an episode. And do check out our archives if you need some company. We're good to have along. We've got over 2 years of shows you can listen to and learn from and laugh and enjoy yourself. So on behalf of the staff here at the Psychic Funhouse and my lovely, most esteemed Psychic to the Stars co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, we're wishing you well. Have a lovely rest of your week and enjoy the weekend. And a happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes, have a happy Halloween. Goodbye, everybody.